Listener Production. Canberra's dating crackdown. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiou. More on that shortly. But first, the Communications Minister has refused to say whether the government would ban betting advertising. A fresh survey has found support for banning ads before 10:30 at night, with almost 80% of Aussies saying they're exposed to betting ads every week, and half of that see or hear gambling ads at least four times a week. Michelle Rowland has told the ABC this is why a parliamentary committee is looking into it.
I wouldn't preempt the findings of the inquiry that's going on at the moment, but also the government is very mindful that there has been really not this kind of inquiry for many years in Australia, and there is a broad community expectation of action.
Cabin crew have become the latest group of Qantas employees to sign a new pay deal. It includes 3% annual increases in the wake of a two-year pay freeze. The Obamas are in Sydney as part of a speaking tour before they jet to Melbourne. Some people have forked out up to $800 to hear from the former US president. And the federal government is demanding the major dating apps to hand over some of their data in a bid to prevent dangerous behaviour on their platform. The AFL has condemned racist remarks levelled at Bulldog Jamara Ugle-Hagan, sparking an investigation. Triple M's Dale Thomas says there's no place for the abuse anywhere.
If you are going to go the footy, no room for it in footy, no room for it in society, be better. The positive out of it is that the person who was yelling the vile stuff over the fence was then reported from people sitting around them.
Richmond defender Nathan Broad looks set to be suspended for at least three matches after being sent straight to the tribunal over a dangerous tackle. Saints skipper Jack Steele will undergo collarbone surgery today with a month recovery timeframe. Switching codes and a double blow for the Dolphins. Sean O'Sullivan will spend up to 16 weeks on the sidelines over a pec injury, while Tessie New will also miss a month after damaging a medial ligament in his knee. And Triple M's Mark Geyer has weighed in on the Dragons coaching saga, urging the club to make a decision on Anthony Griffin's future. Griffin last week was told if he wants to remain in the role, he would have to reapply for his job.
Their players need some certainty in their lives. At the moment, they look at their coach who's giving them their last instructions before a contest, and they know that he's not probably going to be there next year. The Dragons hierarchy have got to make a decision, and they've got to make it now.